My Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, mate.
Going to be seeing a lot more of this, and explain it because it's important. Auckland Airport are the latest example, shoring up the balance sheet. Basically, they're looking for money. There's a lot of companies looking for money.
Yeah, so what we've had, Mike, is a very much a, what we call it, I suppose what we could describe as a sudden stop to many parts of the local economy. So travel and tourism, one of the hardest hit, fairly obviously, is a movement, you know, movement as people has been severely constrained. So you've got tourism businesses, Air New Zealand, all facing a relatively uncertain future. Now, Auckland International Airport is also one of those casualties. Now, historically, it's been a real sort of stalwart, I suppose, in many people's share portfolios with that seemingly impregnable business model. But all of a sudden, no planes landing. And so no landing fees and no activity, nobody going through the retail shops. And the share price has suffered. But importantly, the forward path of their revenue is now pretty uncertain. So they've come to the market and they've looked to strengthen their balance sheet. And they announced the details yesterday. That's what we call a recapitalization. So they're looking to raise $1.2 billion. Now, this money that's raised, this is what we call equity or capital. So they're issuing new shares. So this is different from borrowing from the bank. That's debt. They don't have to pay this money back. These are new shares. So it increases the number of shares on the market. So the new capital raising, this time it's split. The biggest chunk is coming from big institutions, so that's professional investors, so there's $1 billion there. Now, that was done in what's called an institutional placement yesterday. So they go out and they ask these big institutions, do you want to buy some more shares in Auckland Airport? And they basically have to make that decision pretty quickly. Then, subsequently, they go out and they're going to look for $200 million from retail shareholders, so they get a shot at this as well. And that's done through a slightly slower process over the next week or two. So existing shareholders will be given the opportunity to buy more, and the amount they can buy actually at this juncture has been raised. That normally peaks out at $15,000, but they're going to be able to, retail shareholders are going to be able to apply for up to $50,000. Now, the money that they're raising should see the airport very well funded through to the end of 2021. And by that time, they should have seen some sort of resumption activity. So it's what they call underwritten. So they're guaranteed they're going to get the money. Their banking syndicates come to the party. They've had some waivers on what are called covenants. Look, it's a big capital raising, Mike, very big. And the word on the street yesterday, just talking around the place, that there was strong demand from the institutional placement. We'll get the results of that today. So while the short term looks pretty bleak, look, this is a long-term asset with pretty monopolistic characteristics. Very unlikely that it'll ever not be needed. It does have the property portfolio as well. At this stage, investors playing the long game here, Mike.
Okay, if you're in Cheddar, you're okay. The rest of the old dairy auction, not so flash.
Yeah, sometimes, look, this we get the results tomorrow morning. You know, we've got all this coronavirus stuff going on around us, and you sort of seem to forget that there are other industries that don't stop for coronavirus, and agriculture is one of them, and it's going to be reasonably important because the other big pillar of our economy, tourism, isn't going to be that great. So we've got global dairy trade auction tomorrow morning. We've had four lower auctions in a row, and unfortunately the futures markets, that where we look at sort of where these things are trading on the NZ Futures Exchange, they're still trading at a discount to the previous auction level, so potential for further weakness at tomorrow's auction. Just a reminder, though, before we get too negative about that, we're still looking at a pretty solid farm gate milk price, so we're starting in a good place if there is weakness towards the end of the season. And Mike, I do just want to point out quickly, you raised the point about we're seeing a flattening in the curve, yeah, in certain jurisdictions around the world, Spain, Italy, Germany, Portugal, Australia had a jump yesterday, but trend looks lower. That's fed through into global share markets overnight, and we're seeing quite strong numbers across Europe and the US in terms of share market returns.
Exactly. Speaking of, which one are those numbers?
22,223 on the Dow Jones, up 1,169, so that's a 5.5% gain, which we're very pleased to see. The S&P 500, 2,630, up 141, also 5.7%. The NASDAQ, 7,773, up 400 points, 5.4%. The FTSE 100 gained 3%, 5,582. The Nikkei gained 4.2%, 18,576. Shanghai Composite down small, 2,763. The Aussie yesterday had a good day, up 4.33%, 5,286, up 219 points. Unfortunately, we fell. The NZX 50 down 1.7%, 171 points, 9,763. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a bit stronger, 0.5938. against the US, 0.9743 Aussie, 0.5497 Euro, 0.4819 pounds, 64.72 yen, gold $1,657, and Brent crude $32.96.
Yeah, have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmowealth.co.nz.